学霸的嘛，非常顺利的进行过。
Think about the
guidance
of NYTS with all the
parts
that are going very well.
That we
can hear and quietly study the truth.
我们有更多的时间祷告，跟神更加的亲近。
And also we have time to pray so that we can grow more intimate with God.
在祷告之前，我们看几段圣经，互相勉励。
Before the prayer, let us read a few verses for mutual encouragement.
平安比撒摩尼加后书第二章。
Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节
Verse 13.
以撒摩尼加后书二章十三节
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。保罗写信给提撒罗尼迦教会。
In beginning, Paul wrote a letter to the Thessalonica church.
那这个教会相当好。
This is a rather good church.
因为他们听到道理，大概两三个星期就遇到逼迫。
Because after they have heard the truth for two to three weeks, they have met with persecution.
所以保罗他们就被迫离开那里。
And so Paul was forced to leave that area.
后来他差派传道人回去看看这个教会的情形。
He sent holy workers to go back and check on the situation of the church.
发现说他们信心很坚定。
He found that their faith was very
strong. 他们充满着爱心。
They're filled with love.
他又有活泼的盼望。
They have a living hope.
所以保罗就写信勉励他们。
And so Paul wrote this letter to encourage them.
也给他们很多在信仰上的一些指导。
Also some guidance in your faith.
保罗说啊，我们得到神的拣选。
Paul says we have received the calling of God.
所以我们因为相信真道。
Because we believe in the truth.
因为我们所领受的是生命之道，是得救的福音。
Because what we have received is the truth of life.
那借着圣灵感动，帮助我们渐渐成为圣洁，可以得救。
So that through the Holy Spirit that touches us, we can be sanctified unto salvation.
所以神借着圣灵在带领我们，感动我们。
So through the Holy Spirit, God is guiding us and moving us.
让我们能够认识真神，让我们有心要来追求道理。
So we can come to understand the true God and have the heart to come to know His.
这一切都是圣灵的作为。
All these are the works of the Holy Spirit.
那当圣灵在感动的时候，人往往有两种不一样的反应。
But there seems to be two reactions to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
有的人是顺服圣灵。
Some people will comply with the Holy Spirit.
但是有的人不顺服。
Others will not.
完了抵挡真道。
They may even refuse the truth.
好像我们最近在查考出埃及记。
We have recently been studying Exodus.
虽然圣经里面说神让法老心里刚硬。
The Bible records that God had hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
好像看起来是法老神的责任。
It seems like God is responsible.
但事实上神是要求法老王说让以色列人能够离开埃及地。
God had requested for Pharaoh to let the Israelites go.
其实神所要求的都是非常简单，而且条件也是不是很苛刻的。
And God's requests are often simple and reasonable.
以色列人在那边做苦工很长的时间。
Israelites have been in bondage there for a long time.
神对摩西说告诉他，神叫摩西去跟法老王说，让他们走三天的路程，到旷野去拜神。
And so God asked Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites take a 3 days journey.
一辈子做苦工放三天假就并不够分。
And to take a 3 day rest from working, it is not a harsh request.
但是法老他可以选择顺服神的话。
Pharaoh could have chosen to submit to the work of God.
但是他却要抵挡神。
But yet he wanted to defy God.
他说：“你们的神是谁？我不认识他。”
He said to Moses, "Who is your God? I do not know him."
所以我也不容许以色列人出去。
So I will not permit the Israelites to leave.
那虽然神在那边行了很多的神迹。
So even though God performed many miracles there.
一开始的时候，神只是让他们生活上不方便。
At first, God had caused inconveniences in their daily lives.
但是法老王就是选择跟神敌对。
But the Pharaoh chose to be opposed to God.
虽然后来他知道说他得罪神
So So even though at the end he knew that he had sinned against God,
他也承认说他所做的都是邪恶的事情,
and he had confessed that all he had done was wicked.
他也要求摩西替他祷告,
he also asked Moses to pray for him.
那当他悔改, 摩西祷告的时候, 灾难就解除掉,
and when he confessed and he repented, God relented.
但是灾难一没有了, 他的心就刚硬起来,
but as soon as the troubles went away, his heart was hardened.
所以法老啊, 他 可以有机会顺服神的话,
so Pharaoh had a chance to submit to God's word.
但是他就一心啊, 就是要跟神敌对到底,
but in his heart he wanted to defy God's word.
所以他因为自己心里刚硬, 当然要承受最后的成果,
so because of his hardness of his heart he had to endure the consequences.
神在每一样的灾殃之前啊, 都告诉他,
before every plague God had told him.
但是 他选择抵挡神, 所以灾殃就临到,
but he chose to oppose God, and so the plague fell on Egypt.
我们有时候在生活当中也是一样,
this is the same with our lives today.
神有时候借着圣灵不断地在感动我们, 激励我们,
sometimes God moves us and touches us through the Holy Spirit.
我们如果顺服圣灵的感动,
if we follow these movements,
照着神的主意来行,
to follow the will of God,
我们就能够得到生命平安,
then we can receive life and peace.
但是我们如果体贴肉体,
but if we submit to our flesh,
消灭圣灵的感动,
to quench the movement of the Holy Spirit,
最后的结果就是我们自己吃亏,
and we must bear the consequences.
所以当我们蒙神选召来以后,
so after we are chosen by God,
虽然我们过去的罪, 主耶稣的宝血把我们洁净了,
Jesus has already washed our past sins.
我们名分上称为圣徒, 我们得到称义,
by name we are saints and we are called righteous.
那神借着圣灵来帮助我们, 感动我们, 就是要让我们慢慢达到实质上的圣洁完全,
and so God used the Holy Spirit to move us and to compel us so that we can become more and more perfect,
为着要让我们做成得救成圣的功夫,
so that we can achieve salvation.
所谓圣灵的感动就是 神的灵感动我们以后,
what we call the movement of the Holy Spirit is that God,
我们顺服圣灵的指定,
and we follow the commandment of the Holy
Spirit. 所以我们的讲话行动啊, 就借着圣灵来带领我们,
so we let the Holy Spirit lead what we say and what we do,
让我们能够按照圣灵的旨意, 来行事,
so that we can do all things according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不只是要让圣灵感动我们, 我们也要常常让圣灵充满,
so not only do we need to let the Holy Spirit move within us, we need to have it, let it fill within us so that we can follow it.
虽然我们都已经读到圣灵了, 但是有时候我们觉得说我们没有力量把神的道行出来,
so even though many of us have received the Holy Spirit, sometimes we feel like we're powerless to act out the word of God.
往往有些人觉得说我已经得圣灵会说方言了,
some people think that I have received the Holy Spirit and I speak in a tongue.
我已经有得救的凭据了,
I have the proof of salvation.
所以没有进一步的追求, 常常让圣灵充满,
and so we do not pursue one step further to let the Spirit fill us.
所以在灵性上就缺乏属灵的力量,
and so in our faith we lack the spiritual power.
我们看以弗所书第五章,
let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章十八节,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Paul had advised us to let go of our old self and be and put on a new man.
这里讲到很多事情,
and here talked about many things.
其中一个就是 不要醉酒,
one of which is do not be drunk with wine.
这个醉酒就是追求物质上, 肉体上的快乐,
being drunken with wine is pursuing the lust of the flesh.
这是一般没有信主的人, 他们所追求的,
this is what a non-believer would pursue after.
虽然醉酒也可以让人得到暂时的快乐,
being drunk with wine can bring temporary satisfaction,
但是那是虚浮的,
but it is in vain.
有时候醉酒会让人啊, 行为失掉控制,
because sometimes being drunken with wine will make us lose control over our behavior.
所以品德会越来越败坏,
and we may lose our moral values.
还有说因为醉酒失去理智, 造成一些彼此伤害的事情,
so sometimes being drunk with wine will lead us to do things that is harmful to other people.
所以世界上的快乐不是真正的快乐。
And so the pleasures of the world is not true happiness.
会产生很多后遗症。
They have many side effects.
那圣灵的充满，这是属灵的真正的快乐。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is true joy in the Spirit.
它是能够持久的，而且能够让我们乐上加乐。
And it is persistent and everlasting, will bring joy upon us.
当我们受圣灵充满以后。
So after we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们的言语行为受到圣灵的带领跟支配。
Our words and our actions will be led by the Holy Spirit and molded by it.
所以我们的说话行事都非常的庄重。
So everything we say and do are very right.
我们也能够节制自己。
We can also have self-control.
所以在品德灵性上可以不断的成长进步。
So we can grow in our spirit and our faith.
所以我们要常常让圣灵充满。
So we need to let the Holy Spirit fill in us always.
这样我们灵性才能够进步，才能够得救。
So that we can progress in our faith unto salvation.
所以犹大书里面说，我们要在至圣的真道上常常造就自己。
And so in Jude says that we need to sanctify ourselves with the word.
也要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
And also pray often in the spirit.
我们才能够持定永远的生命。
So we can hold on to the eternal life.
所以我们要 靠主帮助，借着圣灵常常在圣灵里面祷告。
So through the help of God, we need to pray often in the Holy Spirit.
这样才能够成为一个真正的基督徒，有得救的盼望。
So that we can be a true Christian with the hope of salvation.
在以西结书里面谈到圣灵的充满。
In the book of Ezekiel, talks about the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
以西结书的47章。
Ezekiel 47.
以西结书47章，这里讲到有水从圣殿的东门流出来。
Ezekiel chapter 47 talks about water flowing from the eastern gate of the temple.
他说这个水一开始的时候很小，主到人的怀中。
And it said that the water at first was just.
后来到膝盖。
And then it reaches.
后来渐渐到腰。
And it gradually rose up to the waist.
他说这个水是越来越大。
And so this water rose higher and higher.
然后刚刚开始的时候，因为水很小，所以人可以在那里自由走动。
And so at first, when the water was shallow, man could walk freely on this water.
那水越来越多，人就要顺着水势而行。
But when it got higher and higher, man must succumb to the will of the water.
这个水是指着生命的活水，就是指着神的灵。
This water refers to the living water, which is the Spirit of God.
当我们刚刚得圣灵，还不够充满的时候。
At first, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it's not very full.
比如说我们人的意识很多,
we still have our own will.
所以你有你的意见, 我有我的意见, 常常没有办法同心。
So you and I have our opinions, and we cannot be unified.
因为人按照自己的意识在行事。
Because we all do according to our own will.
但是圣灵越充满的时候,
but when the Holy Spirit becomes full,
每一个人都能够顺从圣灵的带领。
Everyone can be submitted to the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵可以感动你, 也可以感动我。
Because the Holy Spirit touches both you and me.
所以每一个人都在圣灵的支配之下, 来行事。
And so everyone is led under the Holy Spirit.
所以教会就很容易同心。
Then it is very easy for the church.
就能够促进教会的进步。
And this can make the church
progress. 我们如果看到教会里面还有一些软弱，彼此有纷争。
And so if we see their weaknesses in the church or divisions in the church.
或者是不同心的现象。
Or a division of the heart, meaning.
这是让我们知道说。 我们没有真正让神的灵充满。
And this lets us know that we are not filled with His Spirit.
所以就是要加强祷告, 求神的灵充满我们大家。
So we need to pray more so that the Holy Spirit can fill within us.
他说这个河水啊, 流过亚拉巴, 亚拉巴就是不毛之地。
And it says this river flowed across Araba.
然后流到沿海。
And then also to the Salt Sea.
本来是 没有办法耕种的干旱的土地。
So this was originally a piece of land that.
因为生命的河水经过了，所以它可以长出各样的植物来。
But because the living water flowed through it, it can grow all sorts of plants.
本来沿海里面没有生命。
At first there is no life in the.
但是生命的河水流进去以后，海水就变甜了。
But when the water of life flowed in, the water became sweet.
所以里面滋生了很多的生物。
And so there. Many living creatures.
海里面充满着很多的大鱼。
There are many great fish in the sea.
他说很多的捕鱼的人，他就在那捕鱼，在河边晒网。
So many fishermen are able to cast their nets and fish.
因为有生命的河水，所以旁边就长了很多树木，结出了很多的果子。
So because of the living water of life, there are many plants and trees that can grow along.
所以果子可以做食物，叶子可以医治疾病。
So the fruit can be used for food, and the leaves can use, be used to cure diseases.
这都是主着生命的活水啊，神的灵所要临到的地方，欣欣向荣的景象。
And this describes the picture of when God has let His Spirit flow through.
那我们充满着属灵的新生命啊。
So that we can be filled with the new life.
能够结出各样美好的果子来。
And bear all sorts of new fruits.
所以圣灵充满以后，对我们一个基督徒来讲。
So the fullness of the Holy Spirit
大概至少有两方面的作用
has two aspects to the
一个是让我们在圣工上能够有胆量有恩赐来服侍神
The first is to give us courage and boldness to serve God
另外一个就是在我们本身的生命上能够真正的得到改变
Secondly, can transform our lives
能够有耶稣基督的形象
so that, we can
be,
so that we can have the likeness of Christ in us
那在哥林多前书12章里面说，圣灵要显在人的身上。
So First Corinthians chapter 12 says that the Holy Spirit manifests in a person's body.
还要让人得到益处。
To profit it.
所以当我们得到圣灵以后，感官上当然有一些属灵的一些表现出来。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will exude certain spiritual qualities.
比如说，我们会身体震动，会说方言。
For our bodies may shake and we will speak in tongues. We feel power when we pray.
有时候有一些异象、异梦、各样神的作为彰显出来。
And as we see visions, we have dreams and many manifestations of God.
但是不只是圣灵要彰显在我们身上，显出一些作为来。
But not only is the Holy Spirit manifested in our physical bodies.
圣灵更重要的就是要进到我们的内心里面
More importantly, it is to dwell inside our heart
让我们的生命能够得到改变
So that our life can be transformed
看以西结书36章
Turn to Ezekiel 36
26节
Verse
26 以西结书36章26节
Ezekiel 36
verse 26 我也要是给你们一个新的心 将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，是给你们肉心。27节。以色列人称为悖逆的、硬着颈项的百姓。Israelites
are called rebellious and hard-necked people.
虽然他们有神的律法。
Even though they have the words of God,
但他们常常不按照神的律法来行事。
But oftentimes they do not follow the law.
那神说啊，他要改变人的心啊。
And God says that I will change the heart of man.
就把他的灵浇灌在我们心里面。
So He poured His Spirit into our hearts.
从我们的生命改变。
And transforms our lives.
那我们本来硬心，好像石头一样的。
So that our heart, which was once like stone,
变成一个肉的心，能够从内心里面来顺服神的道理。
To be a heart of flesh that can follow after God's
will. 能够按照神的旨意来行事。
And also do things according to God's will.
所以很自然的把神的律法，就能够行在我们的生活当中。
So that very naturally we can live out the words of God.
所以当一个人圣灵充满了以后，他的生命会更新变化。
So after a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he will have a renewed life.
当我们看到摩西啊，到山上。 40昼夜跟神面对面讲话以后
So we can see that after Moses had talked to God face to face 40 days and 40 nights
说他下来的时候，他的脸发光了
It said in the Bible that his face was shining
保罗说，我们也常常借着祷告来面对面见神
And Paul says that often during prayer we can come face to face with God
借着神的荣光来照耀我们
And use God's glory to shine upon us
所以我们就渐渐 反映出主的形象来
So that we can reflect God's image
所以我们常常祷告，就是让我们生命能够更新变化
So we pray often so that our lives can be changed
能够有耶稣基督的形象
So that we can have the likeness of Jesus
所以要让耶稣基督成形在我们身上
So that the Lord Jesus can be manifested through us
就是有主耶稣基督的各样美德啊，啊，能够在我们身上能够表现出来。
So that we can exude all his spiritual qualities.
因为我们有了新的生命，啊，然后有了一些新的生活的表现。
Because we have a new life, we will also lead, have different actions.
所以当圣灵充满以后啊，我们会觉得说，我们属灵上啊，良心上会更加的敏感。
So after we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll feel that our conscience is more sensitive.
好像大卫啊，他去把那个扫罗的一剑一割啊，他就觉得良心很住着。
Just like when David cut off the corner of Saul's robe, he felt his conscience.
虽然扫罗一直要杀害他
，Even though Saul wanted to kill David,
大卫的部下说啊，你只要把他一杀掉，王位就是你的了。
David's subordinates told David that all you have to do is kill him, then the kingdom will be.
大卫说：“我不敢去伤害神的受膏者。”
But David said, "I do not dare touch God's anointed."
所以他就去把那个扫罗的已经割了一个脚。
So he cut off a corner of Saul's robe.
但是他后来就感到很挫折。
And later on, he rebuked himself in the heart.
一个人如果有神的灵啊，充满在他的心中。
If a person has the spirit of God inside his heart,
他的一些心思意念真的不一样。有主的心在他的心中
His thoughts will be very different will be the thoughts of God
然后在他的行为上面呢、啊、有主的形象样式就显出来
You will also have the image and the works of God
所以圣经里面谈到说、啊、但以理因为每天有三次的祷告
So the Bible records that Daniel prayed three times a day
所以他能够有美好的灵性
That is why he can have an excellent
他的心中很光明
He lives a very righteous
所以他为神为王做事啊说没有错误过失
And so whatever he did for the king, he did right.
因为他有好像神的聪明智慧，神的形象在他的心里面。
Because he has the wisdom of God, then God's that he was able to do things according to God's will.
司提反呢，圣灵大充满。
Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以众人都看到说啊，他好像天使的面貌一样。
And so the multitude said that his face shone like an angel.
非常的慈祥光明的面貌，可以从他的脸上里面照耀出来。
Through his countenance, they can see the glory of God.
所以我们求主能够帮助我们呢、啊，在灵性上不断的追求，让我们生命能够得到真正的更新。
And so we ask God to make us pursue spiritually, so that we can have our lives changed.
让我们在言语、行为啊、做事上都能够显出耶稣基督的样式来。
So that what we say and what we do, we can live out the image of Jesus Christ.
所以要看一个人的。是不是圣灵充满
so,
是不是有属灵的真生命
So in order to see if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit will have the spirit of life
就从一个人的讲话他的动作就可以看出来
We can tell by what they say and what they do
主耶稣说啊你看一棵树树好的话它的果子就好
So Jesus says that you can tell what a tree is by its fruits
啊果子不好就表示这一棵树不好
Fruit is good, then the tree is good. But if it's bad, then the tree is also bad.
因为好树不会结坏果子。
Because a good tree will not bear bad fruit.
啊，坏树也不会结好果子。
A bad tree will not bear good fruits.
那一个人如果受圣灵充满，就能够结出很多圣灵的美好的果子来。
So if one is filled with the Holy Spirit, he can bear the many good fruits of the Holy Spirit.
各样的美德可以在人的身上看出来。
You can see all the good virtues.
他说我们要。让神的灵充满，我们要成为一个空的器皿。
So to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we need to be an empty vessel.
就是要谦卑顺服神。
Which is to submit to God, humbly.
来接近我们自己。
And to cleanse ourselves.
常常思想反省我们所行的事情。
Always meditate and examine the things that we do.
然后求神的灵充满我们。
So to ask God to fill within us.
真言里面说啊，我们如果因为神的话。来责备我们，我们就悔改。
And so the proverb said that if the words of the words of God rebukes us, then we can.
神的灵就要大大充满我们。
And the Holy Spirit of God will fill within us mightily.
我们再看启示录第三章。
Let's lastly look at Revelation chapter 3.
十九节。
Verse 19.
启示录第三章十九节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 19.
三章十九节。
3:19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。20节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进去 到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同住席。这是主耶稣叫约翰写给老底家教会。
This is the message of God wants John to write to the church of Laodicea.
因为他们以为富足了，什么都不缺乏。
Because they felt that they were rich and lacked nothing.
但神指示他们还有很多很多的缺点。
But God showed them that they had many shortcomings.
而神后来对他们说啊，神所爱的都会责备。
And later on, God said that whoever He loves, He also chastens.
而听到神的责备的声音呢、啊，就要悔改发热心。
And those who hear the voice of chastening will repent.
啊，这样神在门外叩门，他就要进到我们心里面，啊，跟我们永远同住。
So when God knocks on the door, He will enter our heart and live with us forever.
所以我们在祷告之前，还能够反省检讨我们自己。
So before we pray, let us examine ourselves.
啊，敞开我们的心灵，迎接主跟我们住在一起。
Open our hearts to receive God into our hearts.